We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stacy on the right joining us this morning. And Stacy, we've all been talking about our memories of 9-11 and the impact that it's had on this country and you know, seemingly how quickly some people have forgotten what we went through that day.
Yeah, it was one of those days for us. My husband and I were actually on our way to an appointment, and at the time we only had the two kids.
Yes.
Madison hadn't been born, and so we took the two kids to a girlfriend's house, and as we were just dropping them off, we're like on Kings Highway Boulevard, listening to 97.1 when the announcement came through about the first two planes, and I said, this is the most awful prank I've ever heard. And then at that point, I'm not sure. I'm hearing something in the background.
Oh, are you? Sorry. We'll hear.
Oh.
Is that better?
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be talking for a second.
No. We've got you.
So, anyway, we're on our way to drop the kids off with a friend. And then when I hear the announcer on 97.1, I look at my husband, I'm like, this is a horrible prank. What kind of garbage is this? So we get to her house and she's watching it on her big screen television. And so we didn't make it to our appointment. We sat there and we watched. And at that point, I'm calling my parents because they live in Springfield. And then we kept going, just calling and calling, and we couldn't get through. And at that point, one of the planes hit the Pentagon. And my mom, like Genevieve, had an office in Crystal City and her other offices in the Pentagon.
Wow.
And so for almost 3 hours, I didn't know if my mom was alive. Because if she was in the Pentagon that day, she could have been hit. So we're sitting there waiting and we're waiting. And finally, my father calls and he says, your mom's fine. She was on her way to the Pentagon this morning and forgot a box of files in Crystal City. She didn't put them in her car the night before, so she got off the off-ramp and turned around, went back to Crystal City, and picked up the files, and that's where she was when the plane hit, and she lost 26 coworkers that day.
Wow.
So the part of the Pentagon that was destroyed, her office was in that area, and she would have been there had it not been for just a box of paper files, which shows you how long ago that was, because obviously nowadays you would just say, I'll go in my Dropbox, you know.
Sure.
You email that kind of stuff. And so we spent the morning with our friend Roz watching the carnage. And I just remember thinking to myself, because, you know, my father was in the Army, my granddad was in the Army, my great-granddad was in the Army. I grew up on military bases across the country. There's been more than one time where a car has exploded outside the gate to the base and soldiers have been killed, you know, downtown at clubs, you know, just hanging out and having a good time and there's a terrorist attack. But this was different because I'm sitting here in America and I'd never had that experience before. In my mind, terrorism always occurred overseas. So to have it happen here in our country, I felt like it was just a sea change that we were going through and that it would happen again. That was the way I felt. In my heart, I thought, this is the beginning of us having attacks in America. And it was so hard to wrap my mind around because in my mind, that was not something that could happen.
Yeah, sort of a loss of innocence in a way, because, you know, I had a conversation the other day with a gentleman who was actually the head of a United States agency at the time. I'm not going to say which one. And he was telling me how unprepared in general they were in terms of having hardened facilities to prevent somebody from driving a truck into it or... You know, I read a story yesterday about one of the two pilots who were scrambled out of D.C. to intercept the plane that they were afraid might be headed to the White House. And they didn't even have live ammunition. They were going to have to run a kamikaze mission and crash their plane into this one to stop it because they were so unprepared for an attack on American soil. It's almost hard to believe, but boy, have things changed since then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a long time ago. And you're right, there was a different posture because, you know, we didn't have Homeland Security then. We didn't have any, I mean, obviously we had a lot of, you know, we had certain kinds of preparedness, but there wasn't this sense that we needed to be ready for things to happen here as they happened overseas with, you know, 20 people being blown up or, you know, all the kinds of terrorism that we would hear about happening overseas on a regular basis. It just didn't happen here. The worst we'd had was, you know, Timothy McVeigh. So, you know, it's a different way of living now. I was actually talking to the kids about before Miles was born, Maya was a baby, and my dad was flying on a business trip. And he was working for the federal government at the time, and he was flying through St. Louis, so he had a layover. So I told the kids about how I put Maya in the stroller, and we drove over. At the time, we lived in Central West End.
Right.
And I drove over to the airport, and I walked inside with Maya in her stroller, my purse, her diaper bag in the little basket underneath. And I pushed her stroller down to the Delta gate where my dad flew in. And I sat there at the gate with him for about an hour and a half. And we just chatted. He played with the baby. And we just hung out. And then when it was time for his plane to leave, he got back on the plane because he had an hour and a half layover. And I waved to him from the gate. And he was waving to Maya. And she was waving back. And then I walked back out of the airport and got in the minivan and drove away. And the kids were like, how did you get back there?
Thank you.
Back then, I just could walk anywhere in the airport I wanted to. And they were like, why? The way it was back then. They asked me how I got through TSA. I said, there was no TSA. You just walk in. They were so baffled. They kept asking me, so who let you into the part where the gates are? I said, there was no part. You just walk through that big opening and go to the gate that you want to go to and meet whoever you want there and just wait for them. My parents used to wait for me at the gate. I would fly when I was on active duty in the Air Force. I'd fly to D.C. From Eglin Air Force Base, and they would meet me at Dulles or BWI or wherever, and they'd be at the gate when I got off, and we'd be hugging and kissing and all that, and then they would take my carry-on luggage, and, you know, I'd carry my purse, and we'd walk from there down to baggage claim. No more.
No.
So we have changed. Things have changed for us, and you were talking about how the kids don't have any recollection. I always show them pictures of the Pentagon and how that is connected to our family because Grandma used to work there. She's retired now, but she used to work there. And how much freedom we had just to be able to, you still had to go through security to get in the Pentagon, but you could go in. It wasn't like you needed a special pass. All the government buildings were like that. You could go in. You just needed to show some ID or maybe go through a metal detector. All of that has changed and they don't know any different. And it's important for us to make sure that they get to see the images and they get to understand the horror. The fact that so many people were using the cell phone at the same time, I was getting a busy signal on our cell phone. And when we were at my friend's house, we tried to use her landline, and the landlines were completely clogged as well. There was no communication going on. And it was just so frightening. And the kids were like, well, why didn't you text? I was like, my mom didn't have a cell phone at the time.
Right, right.
Neither did my dad.
Thank you. Yeah.
We only had a cell phone because my husband had one for work because he worked in IT. He had a pager and a cell phone, which is the only reason I had one to try to use to get through. So I feel grateful, Mark, that we've made it this far without having another major terrorist attack on our soil. And I just remind people, you know, that it's not that it can't happen again. It's that we have law enforcement agencies. I know the FBI has taken some hits in recent years because of the things going on with President Trump and his campaign and the way that they were so biased against him. But on the large, on the whole, our FBI and Homeland Security and all of these different agencies, CIA, they regularly thwart homegrown terror attacks, terrorists who want to come here and replicate that. And we have also, I credit it to a nation of people who are in church on Sundays praying for this country, you know, taking a knee, not like Kaepernick, but bowing on both knees, praying to God that we'll never have something like that happen here again. And we can't stop doing that. We have to keep praying and we have to keep supporting our agencies that are keeping these bad actors out of our airways and our buildings and everywhere else. And we can't forget that Islamic terrorism is still a real factor for us. We're still losing airmen and soldiers and Navy men. We're still losing our people over there in a war that has been going on since before 9/11.
So amen.
It's a sobering day.
It is. Stacey, thanks so much for your thoughts on that, and we'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.